listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
My friend Marcus Lemonis joining us, marcuslemonis.com, L-E-M-O-I-S. I almost got it wrong myself. See that? That's why I keep doing that. marcuslemonis.com, his new show out in early 2022 will be called The Renovator, which will air on HGTV. I hope that you guys will all watch it. I'll be sitting there on every episode. Marcus, this is our last segment together. This is where I ask the people that are on the show to be the professor. This is your time to do that great teaching of what are the four pillars of your life that you think that people that, even if they've been in business a long time, they just don't know what they don't know sometimes, and things that are, you know, unsaid or unspoken that we need to hear again. Can you give us two or three, four examples?
I'll give you four for sure. I have more, but I'll give you four. I think the first is reminding ourselves why people are at the center of our business, and whether that's employee recognition that needs to happen on a daily basis and it doesn't always have to have currency involved, and how important recruiting and attracting new talent is. I spend 50% of my day trying to figure out how to find new people that'll make the businesses that I've invested in better. And I'm looking for people that I think will stand up to me, that will tell me when I'm wrong, that bring fresh ideas and fresh perspectives and make my business, their business, and make us all better. So you always want to hire better, smarter people, and you want to recognize them more. I think the second is we need to have a better love affair with our financial statements and really understand what happens on that financial statement that can dictate the next decision you're going to make, and understanding your balance sheet and understanding your margins and understanding your inventory. And a lot of people say to me, oh, I'm not good at that. That's not my thing. I don't want to do that. And I appreciate that. And it's good that you hire people that is their thing. But I need you to know your numbers to a point where you can be effective as a leader. I think the third thing is to recognize what you're good at, but more importantly, to recognize what you're not good at. Like, I'm not a very detail-oriented person. I need to surround myself with people that put up the guardrails and that understand where my deficiencies are because I told them what they are. And it's hard to be honest about what you're not good at. I've enjoyed sort of owning my deficiencies, but I also at the same time know what I'm good at and lean into those. And I think the last and maybe the most important thing is don't keep your family in the dark about your business. It should never be a surprise when things are good. It should never be a surprise when things are bad. And I've seen too many relationships take a wrong turn over what people perceive are secrets that were never intended to be secrets. They maybe were born out of embarrassment. So if there's things going on in your business that you believe maybe aren't great, it's important that your family, the people that are the closest to you, that you share meals with and a roof with, they understand everything that's happening to the fullest extent, so that if your business is going through some tough times, you don't have to compound it with your home life going through some tough times.
I love it.
And I learned that as I got married over the last several years. And historically, I always sort of kept my information to myself. But I learned that it was always easier for me to share my problems and have two heads, three heads, four heads solve that problem, particularly when my judgment was clouded or it was jaded. And I was the problem. And there was a lot of times where we as business owners or we as entrepreneurs don't recognize that the problem exists. That's step one. But that you may be the problem. It's a hard thing to do, to look in the mirror. And so those are the four things that I would ask for people to think about.
All right. Last question. And you have 1 minute. And 1 minute for the most dear thing in your entire life.
Well, I'm going to answer that two ways inside of the minute. The thing that is most dear to me in my life are the people that work with me. Because they go on this journey with me, and I take them twists and turns, lefts and rights, ups and downs, and they stay loyal. And I would say that the most important thing in my personal life is definitely my partner, my life partner, who always says to me that, you know, being with me takes a special kind of woman because I make people crazy and I make her crazy. But she loves me for the things that I do right, which I appreciate. And I think over time, when we surround ourselves with good people at work and good people at home, their job is to tell us when we're not right. Their job is to make us better, not to tell us how wonderful we are all the time. And you have to open up your heart and open up your mind to people because as entrepreneurs, you know, it's a tough battle.
Yeah.
And we like getting credit. We like getting good press. But that's not how life works. It's not always filled with good press.
You're right.
And you have to keep those loved ones close to you.
That's Marcus Lemonis, everyone. Learn more about him at MarcusLemonis.com and the Marcus Lemonis Learning Center. It's all free. God bless you, my friend. I love you. I'll see you next time. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Thank you, brother.
Yep.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.